This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'll tell you one of the scariest things I've ever experienced in my life. One of the most depressing experiences of my life. You'll be surprised. It was Hajj. Hajj, and I've only done one Hajj. And it's supposed to be the most joyous occasion of my life, and I was very depressed. Eventually I was happy, but I was very depressed. You know why I was depressed? Because there were VIP sections. I was depressed because there were people with a different kind of passport treated differently. I was depressed because, you know, people were not concerned about each other at all. If you wanted to take somebody and say, if you told somebody, in Islam, everybody's treated equally. In Islam, the wealthy and the poor, and the black and the white, they're all the same. We are all slaves of Allah. That's the beauty of Islam. That's why Bilal accepted Islam. And he could stand next to Umar and pray. And I give them all that theory, and I say, let me show you Islam, and I take them to Hajj. This is your Islam? Seriously? Maybe I have bad eyesight, or maybe this is a different religion or something. Where in the world am I going to take them? And I show them that people are, the ummah is what it's supposed to be. That we live it. Until we become models of it, please listen to this. I know it's controversial, I may get in trouble for it, I don't care. Well, this is what I'm convinced of. Until we, the ummah, are a model of this deen, we don't get to hate the kuffar. We don't get to say, these kuffar, they're going to go to Jahannam. Who cares about astaghfirullah, these people worship. What have you shown them? What have I shown them? You know, talk is half the equation. The living model is the other half. That's what the prophets were. The prophets were not all talk. The prophets were not great speeches. They were living examples. You know, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a Rasul, what was he called by the people? A Sadiq al-Amin. You guys know this, right? True, honest. Is that the first qualities people know about the Muslim Ummah today? Think about that. Before the Prophet was even given the responsibility to do da'wah, he proved his credibility. That is his shahada. Because that's when he taught Islam, people said, we have to listen, he's an honest man. He's the most truthful man I know. Obviously this is the right religion. You know? Today you find those good qualities, non-Muslims have them. Way more than the Muslims have them. It's a shame. It's a shame. And we have to be the ambassadors of those qualities. We are too obsessed with preaching Islam and not living it. When we think about da'wah. And that may be da'wah, but it's not shahada ala nas. Because the shahada means what? Witnessing. People saw you. People saw what you're like. And then they still rejected. Then you get to say to Allah, Ya Allah, we tried to live by your deen. We tried to stay away from the haram, abide by the halal. We did justice every way we could. And then we also gave them the message of Islam, and Ya Allah, they didn't listen. Then we have a case. And by the way, think about the opposite. As Mawludi Rahimahullah put it, think about the opposite. If we don't do this, if we don't become witnesses over humanity, in the way that we're supposed to, and we come in front of Allah on Judgment Day, and the neighbors that we had, the Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Jewish, atheist, agnostic neighbors that we had, stand in front of Allah on Judgment Day and say, Ya Allah, I had no idea what is Islam. And Allah will say, didn't Abdul Karim live next door? And Abdul Karim says, yeah, right here. Abdul Karim, they're saying they didn't know Islam. But you live next door. Yeah, but I owned a liquor store and we used to go to movies together. They don't know any Islam from you. They just know, don't do business with Abdul Karim because he's a shady guy. How are they going to know Islam from you? Because you gave them some iftar in Ramadan, that's how they know Islam from you? Who's in trouble now? Is this guy in trouble more, or this Abdul Karim in trouble? You understand what's happening here? If this is a huge burden put on this ummah, now we will be standing trial before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because the people will say, Islam is beautiful, but not the ummah. Islam is amazing, but how would I know? How in the world would I know? You know? That's لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And annas, all people, which means whichever culture we belong to, whichever nation we belong to, Islam can be practiced there. Islam can survive as a minority and a majority. Islam can survive when you're the only Muslim in the village. Islam can survive when you're 1 million people and the other one is 1 or 2 people. Islam is not dependent on numbers. It's not. It's not dependent on environment. You will be witness to humanity no matter what situation, no matter what environment. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. You know what this also taught us? This ayah taught us we cannot stay among ourselves. We cannot stay Muslim among Muslim only. Muslims have to deal with Hindus, they have to deal with Buddhists, they have to deal with people of other religions. They have to interact with them, they have to share concern with them. Because they're people of Ibrahim. Ibrahim never stayed in one place, did he? Always dealing with other people? Always concerned about other people? You know what Ibrahim, anybody here know what Ibrahim a.s. did with the people of Lut? The angels came to Ibrahim first, and he said, why are you here? They said, we are going to kill everyone in the nation of who? Lut. Ibrahim said, oh, they're gay, right? Yeah, kill them. What did Ibrahim do? He argued on their behalf. If it was one of us, we're like, alhamdulillah, finally. Is it going to be nuclear? And Ibrahim alayhi salam is, yujadiluna fi qawmi Lut. We are millat abikum Ibrahim. We are supposed to be a mercy and a source of da'wah to all people. All people. Can you imagine how far we've come from that? How far away we are from that deen? So that's the first implication. Then listen to this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and Sa'id, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. يُجَاءَ بِنُوحْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Amazing hadith. Nuh will be brought on judgment day. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ هَلْ بَلَّغْتِ. He will be asked, did you deliver the message? Who is being asked? Nuh alayhi salam. Did you deliver the message? فَيَقُولْ نَعَمْ يَا رَبْ. He will say, yes, master. I delivered the message. فَتُسْأَلُ أُمَّتُهُ. Then his nation will be asked, هَلْ بَلَّغَكُمْ. Did the message reach you? فَيَقُولُونَ مَا جَاءَنَا مِن نَذِيرٍ. They're going to say, no, nobody came warning us. Nuh is saying, I did my job. His entire nation says, no, what are you talking about? We didn't have any warner. We didn't have any messenger. فَيَقُولْ مَنْ شُهُدُكْ. Allah will say to Nuh, do you have any witnesses that can prove that you're telling the truth? Allah is asking who now? Nuh. And Nuh answers, فَيَقُولُ مُحَمَّدٌ وَأُمَّتُهُ. He says, yes, the people that will defend me will be Muhammad and his ummah. Muhammad and us. Us on judgment day. We never met Nuh alayhi salam. But did we recite Surah Nuh? Did we recite ayat of Nuh? Did we know that he delivered the message? This Quran, we believe it? And so he says, فَيُجَاءُ بِكُمْ فَتَشْهَدُونَ. Then Allah will bring all of you and you will all testify. Yes, Nuh delivered the message. We learned that in Quran. Allah made us a witness against the people of Nuh on the day of judgment. Even against them. We're not just a witness against the people who live in our time, we're even a witness against the criminals of all history. And it also means we are witness in favor of all of the believers of the past. I'll give you just one example. Shahada ala nas. Ashabul Kahf. You guys know the famous story, right? Ashabul Kahf. If the Quran did not teach Ashabul Kahf, these fitya, these young people, everybody in the world would have believed that these are Christian saints who believed in the worship of Jesus. That's what the whole world would have believed. That these were saints. There's a church in their name still. There are churches in their name, Jacobite churches. Nobody came to testify and say that these were believing men. These believers were good men, and they didn't do any shirk. They stood by Allah, except Qur'an. And through Qur'an, this ummah testifies for them. We're the ones who came to defend them. This Qur'an, through this Qur'an, we will testify for all the believers who have ever lived in history, which nobody knows about. And we will be their witnesses. We will be their backup. This is, subhanAllah, rahmatan lil alameen. The messenger is a rahmah for all the nations of the world in the future and in the past. Even in the past, subhanAllah. Even for people that we've never heard of. You know, people in history that are, we don't know where they're buried. But they believed in La ilaha illallah, we will testify for them. This ummah is so honored, subhanAllah.
اقرأ كتاب الله ترق جنانه وتن العظيم الأجر والغفران.